Dom, delighted to have you again, and I know at this stage probably the car is packed and you're heading for Croke Park, and looking forward to going there. It's nice to be going early in the year.
It is surely, Tom, to be getting up there, you know, into Croke Park in April. It's great, and you know, it's a great boost for everybody involved, and I must say there's a great buzz around the county as well. Normally you don't have this type of buzz until June, July time into the championship season, but you know, the Fermanagh people have really got behind the team. You know, getting to the league final is a great achievement, but the manner in which they've got to it, Tom, has really lifted everybody in the county, because they've played some great football, got some great results, most notable, I suppose, the away draw against Armagh in round three of the league, and really they've kicked on from there and are deservedly in the final, and everybody in Fermanagh are going down to Croke Park to support them this evening.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Tom, we are expecting to win this evening.
And to talk to me, because everybody's focusing on this draw, in especially as it was in the athletic rounds as well, and came from 5 points down.
Yes, 5 points down, and I suppose Armagh maybe had a couple of chances to push on even more. You know, they've made that 5 points into eight or nine, but, you know, they let Fermanagh off the hook, and Fermanagh came back, got a couple of scores before half-time, and really knuckled down to it. And you could see the belief coming into the team, you know, as the second half progressed, and they kicked on some great scores then. And that game in the athletic grounds, Tom, if it had to go on another minute or two, Fermanagh would definitely have won that match. So they would have come out of that game that had got great heart, great belief from that, and they've really kicked on, because their games after that, they've won them, you know, quite easily. And they're in a good place at the minute, but this is going to be a great test for them, and I'm delighted for them that they're going to be playing in Croke Park, because that's where players need to be, you know, need to be playing their trade there, and need to be going out there and winning in Croke Park. Playing in Croke Park is great, Tom, but winning is in Croke Park would be a great boost for this young side. And you know, Pete McGrath's done a great job with them, but you can imagine the lift that we'll give to the team 5-6 weeks before we play Antrim in the championship, if we can be presented with a cup on the steps of the Hogan stand this evening.
And tell me, what have they to do to win? I know obviously they have to score more than Armagh, but really, you know, what have they to do to
You know, they really have to get the foothold in the middle of the park, Tom. That's what I feel is very, very important. They struggled against Armagh in the first half because they struggled in the middle of the field early on. Then they got to grips with that, and they really punished Armagh then. So a strong platform base in, you know, in the engine room is important in the middle of the field, because I feel Fermanagh play a nice running game, and if they run at the Armagh defenders, Armagh have a tendency maybe to be a wee bit rash in their tackling. I think Fermanagh can draw the fouls, and in Sean Quigley they have a player then that will punish those type of misdemeanours then. But I feel, Tom, Owen Donnelly's loss from the middle of the field is a very crucial one. Owen broke the hand, broke a bone in his hand in the last league match against Clare. His presence, like, he's the captain, he's the team leader there in the middle of the field. That's a miss for Fermanagh today. They're going to have to work harder in his absence. But, you know, I feel that they will do that. But if they can break even in the middle of the field, I think they've got the forwards then to punish Armagh.
Yeah, and obviously it's a big day for them, for the Corrigan family. Two sons playing, Rory at centre half forward and Thomas in the corner.
Yes, that's right. Rory is playing at number 11, and Thomas is playing in at corner forward. So it's a special day, Tom, to tell you the truth. I've been involved in club teams, college teams, county teams, all of that there, and I must say, you know, I feel today going in and travelling down to Croke Park is a wee bit different. It's very special, and both myself and Mary are very proud here, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing the team coming out onto Croke Park today, and we're just hoping that they do themselves justice. Win or lose, you know, it would be great to win, but as long as the boys go out, as long as the team go out and perform, do themselves justice, that's the most important thing, and we're really looking forward to turning Croke Park into a green and white scene this evening.